This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Shawad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Tan Chung An with the top business stories of the day.
Well, in the news, we have a story on Ananda Krishnan reportedly considering the possibility of taking Astro private. So this is a Bloomberg story, and they said that, you know, because this stock, I mean, looking at the shares, it fell to a record low of 1 ringgit 36 cents. This is Astro shares. So apparently, Ananda Krishnan has been speaking to potential advisors about funding options, and he has also reached out to some major investors to gauge their interests.
Right. No, so here we go. You know, Ananda Krishnan once again doing his thing. He's done the same with Maxis, did the same with Bumi Amada. That thing being, you know, list, then delist, then list again. Right. So, you know, looking at some of these counters right now, you've got Astro, say, Astro now up 5%. Up to 1 ringgit and 68 cents, adding to the 12.7% that they gained yesterday, and that's, you know, if this continues, this will mark 5 straight days of gains following that record low that you mentioned earlier, Joyce, 1 ringgit and 36 cents that was marked back on May 30th.
Yeah, you know, the stock compared to 3 years ago, the shares were about 3 ringgit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this speculation of Ananda looking to buy out Astro, it has been ongoing for a couple of years already, you know. And if you look at Astro, I think it first became public, I think, in October 2003, and it was taken private in June 2010. And then it was listed again in 2012. This is the whole listing, relisting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, looking at now, will this news of him taking Astro private happen?
I guess the bigger question would be, why has there been a downward pressure on the value of the stock, or what is it got to do with the media industry as a whole, or has it to do with the management of Astro in particular? What exactly is the reason behind this almost halving of the value of the stock?
Well, the management of Astro has been looking to future-proof it. I mean, they're digitalizing the company. They're doing a lot of things, looking at diversifying revenue. They also have that Astro Go Shop. Mm-hmm. That whole shopping thing, and also esports, a couple of making their own content. So they are trying to evolve.
Right, but looking at, you know, the media, well, listed media companies in Malaysia as a whole, I mean, look, Astro has declined by over 36% so far this year. The Star declined by over 28% so far this year. Media Prima, year to date, down by over 40%. So there's been this, I mean, huge hammering that's been that's being handed out to the listed companies here in Malaysia.
Yeah, and I also think Astro stock last week was because of news on the whole RTM World Cup airing World Cup live. But some people didn't realize that actually RTM has been airing World Cup live, and it's only going to be certain games, right?
Right, not all the games, yeah. And not all of the games live. So I guess for Astro, there'll be some upside to that story. I must say, you know, for the media, it's both an extraordinary time, potentially for expansion because of renewed interest in politics and in current affairs. But at the same time, all problems still emerge, right?
Correct.
The competition from social media, their inability to monetize. I mean, even for us, right? The question of podcasts and all those other platforms, all of which I think are real challenges for media going forward.
And also, like, big players like Netflix, you know, content, right? They're coming out into the market to come out with their own content and reaching out to different segments of the market. So it's a different competitor in the ballgame.
And this is where we say thank you to all our sponsors and advertisers. And as always, we are open for more, so please contact our sales team.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.